Track 2. The Dogs of Alcibiades. The stone dogs standing near Bonner Gate are based on an original statue believed to have been made in ancient Greece for a friend of Socrates in 5 BC. The dogs are Molossian hound, a relative of today's mastiff, which would have been used as a guard dog. In the 18th century, the statue was nicknamed the Dog of Alcibiades because it had a short tail. Alcibiades was an ancient Greek general who was said, by Plutarch, to have cut the end of the tail off his dog. When he was asked why, the general said, "I wished the Athenians to talk about this, that they might not say something worse of me." Rosina Kelland and Saeed Habib.
Well, the Dogs of Alcibiades was presented to the park in 1912 by Lady Renart.
There are many local beliefs about the identities of these dogs.
I heard of a little bit of myth about this too. This dog saved a little girl from the canal or the lake.
There was a reason for those dogs. I think those dogs saved some people's lives, I believe. I'm not sure. But I know they had a reason for putting them there.
I can remember one saying something about they helped stop a fire, but how that would work, I don't know. But there seems to be lots of myths about these dogs, so...
No record of the event has yet been found. Yet. In 1915, a 13-year-old boy was awarded a medal for saving a little girl from drowning in the ladies' bathing lake. Perhaps this event provided the basis for the story.
You can see it's facing to that gate, Bonner Gate, we call it. Yeah. There's a myth about the Bonner Gate as well.
Lord Bonner, they were the gates to his house, apparently. But now this part of the park is said at night the ghost of the Bishop Bonner walks along here. On a moonlit night, when the moon's bright. But again, we haven't seen him.
These statues are replicas. The original 1912 statues are on display inside the Eastern Hub. The gardens here are pleasant to stroll around, so feel free to wander while you listen to the rest of this track. In this part of the park, there also used to be a small children's zoo. Henry John Bradley.
As you walk down the road into the park, there was a big glass dome, and it had all tropical trees in it. And behind that, in the other part of the field behind the park, there used to be all sort of cages with all different tropical birds in there. And then they started putting little rabbits in it. I remember the rabbits because I had a gun dog, see? And when I left the Navy, and I went over there one day and I said, what's the matter? The bloke said, one of our little baby rabbits is missing. So I took my dog out of here, I said, here, find him, and I let him go, and he come back with a rabbit in his mouth. But the poor little thing died of fright. He didn't bite it, but he must have died seeing his great big jaws come over the top of him and pick him up. Yeah.
Gene Rudling.
They had all the, what we call the children's zoo, guinea pigs, rabbits, chickens, and then on Sunday afternoon, they would bring down little pony rides for the children. That was on the other side, the grass on the other side. And it was terrific to see the people that came into the park, really, really was. And because the deer, they were a bit further round. That was in the park there. And cabbage and bread that was thrown over every Sunday